seems to work, as last year only 14 fell, down from an average of 30 per year. The netting is hung 20 feet below the bridge, and it's not visible to drivers. The Santa Rosa Police Department was able to collect more than 300 toys during the holiday season to benefit the United Women's Group. The toys will be distributed at multiple resource fairs in Roseland early this year. The Santa Rosa Police would like to thank everyone for their generosity in coming together to benefit our community. The Santa Rosa Code Enforcement Officer accused of elder abuse will stand trial for her crimes starting on May 3rd. Kelly Abadara is charged with one count each of theft from an elder and attempted theft from an elder when she attempted to convince a couple to sell their house to a former boyfriend. A Nevada judge was attacked in court by a defendant who vaulted over the bench and sparked a bloody brawl with court officials and attorneys as he was about to be sentenced to prison in a felony battery case. The violent scene was captured Wednesday by courtroom video in Las Vegas. Court officials said the judge has unspecified injuries but was not hospitalized. The list of the best on-time airlines for 2023 has been released, and if you want to make sure you get to your destination on time, well, you should book with Delta Airlines. It took the top spot once again with a greater than 84% on-time performance. Alaska came in second, American was third, followed by United, and then Southwest. As for the on-time performance by airports, the only California airport to make the list was in San Diego at number 9. Minneapolis-St. Paul came in as the best on-time airport. 731 at KZST. We need another update on Sonoma County traffic. And that will go to CHP officer David DeReddy. Hello again, David.
Good morning, Brett. Non-existent traffic, though, right now. So we're liking that. No crashes, no incidents, and everything is moving nicely with no slowdown so far. So let's keep it up and drive safe from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
Is your home's heating system ready for the winter chill? For a limited time only, Henry Mechanical is offering a furnace tune-up and safety inspection that includes a free carbon monoxide test and duct inspection, regularly priced at $199 for only $69. Tuning up your furnace will ensure that your home's heating system is operating safely and efficiently, help prevent costly and untimely breakdowns, and increase the life expectancy of your system. At Henry Mechanical, we pride ourselves on delivering quality service that you can trust. And for over 30 years, we've been committed to providing our customers with timely, efficient, and long-lasting solutions you can count on. Get prepared for winter by calling Henry Mechanical to schedule a furnace tune-up and safety inspection. And get a carbon monoxide test and duct inspection for free. That's a $199 value for only $69. So don't delay. Call Henry Mechanical today or visit henrymechanical.com.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next to take it your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not-a-bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the website. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Nuggets tonight, and Scottie Scheffler is the PGA Tour Player of the Year in a close vote over Masters champion Jon Rahm. Scheffler is the first back-to-back winner of the award since Tiger Woods in 2006 and 2007. And your forecast. Look for partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, turning mostly cloudy, there is a really slight chance of a sprinkle. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a foggy start, then partly cloudy with low 60s. Rain is looking likely on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A local author has made the New York Times list of 18 new books coming in January. Manula Martin's The Last Fire Season, A Personal and Pyronatural History, is a book about her experiences in West County during the 2020 fire season. Martin will be promoting her book on January 18th at the Russian River Books in Guerneville and on the 19th at Copperfields in Montgomery Village. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
I keep on falling in and love with you. Sometimes I love.
County's KZST on your Thursday is 7:38, 43 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. Up next, hot topic of the morning.
New year, new you. Making some resolutions for the new year? Grocery Outlet has you covered. If it's eating healthier, check out our fresh produce, our fresh meat section, and our wonderful Nosh section for amazing savings. Maybe your resolution is staying on a budget. Your neighborhood Grocery Outlet is the destination to save on food, everyday items, and to find many great deals on all kinds of products. Whether it's eating better or saving more, Grocery Outlet's got you covered in 2024.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Hey, Ken, can I borrow your plumber's wrench?
Sure thing, Alan.
Wow, your garage is amazing. So organized. Are you for real, Ken?
Oh, shucks, Alan. It was all Julie's doing. She brought in closet crafters, and now I have a dream garage.
I gotta tell Lisa about this. The storage, the floor. Oh, it's beautiful.
You too can live the dream. Visit the Closet Crafters Showroom in Santa Rosa. Online at closetcrafters.com.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hot topic time.
Yeah.
So I've been reading about all these new laws in the new year. It's 2024. Just hundreds of new laws. And we have found a couple of the more unique and interesting ones. They wanted to pass along. So I'm going to start with you And you have two of them, right?
Yep, I got two of them for you. And again, there are a ton of new ones this year, but we'll focus on these. The first one, definitely because we're Sonoma County, the bottle recycling bill. So now you can receive a refund, a recycling fee, if you turn in your wine or liquor bottles or large containers. Now, this law was broadened to include these particular items. And for us in Sonoma County that tend to consume a lot of wine and, of course, local alcohol drinkers, you can now get paid for it.
So I do. I talked about this earlier, and I got a call from a listener who said, you know, there aren't many recycling centers here.
Correct.
In the North Bay in general. But I was thinking, you know, if they had a lot of them, think about how much money you can actually make. Like, I probably become a millionaire. I would probably contribute to my 401k with this recycling refund, right?
Yeah. So I mean, the key is you've got to take it to a recycling center. If you just put it in your blue bin, which, you know, most of us do, you don't get the money for that. That means the city gets the money for that.
So we need more recycling centers.
More recycling centers, yeah. So down on Santa Rosa Avenue, there's one. You can take it down, load up your truck, take it on down there. Banker Boy's going to have to buy you a truck to haul all these bottles off with.
I'm feeling so wealthy all of a sudden.
And then the second one is a new state cannabis law. And this one says people cannot be fired or penalized for smoking weed in their off hours, away from the office, outside of their place of business, and now protected from that. Except for those that work in the building and construction industry and positions that require federal background checks that are secure clearance, just like radio hosts, right?
Right, right. So we don't get tested, do we?
I haven't yet. I don't think so.
But yeah. I mean,
This means most people can now, if you choose to do that, you can light up at home without fear of repercussion at work. Now you can't come to work under the influence, but away from work, if they do test, you can.
So you can't show up high,
exactly.
But you can do it at home. And if you get tested, you know,
right.
They can't do anything about it. Okay. Good to know for those smokers. Okay. So I found a law that I just can't believe. And this is real, Brent. This is a real law. It's not in Sonoma County, California. It is in the state of Illinois. So the focus of this law is fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice.
So
okay.
In Illinois now, fuzzy dice will be free to dangle. Apparently, they were illegal before this year. Police can no longer pull over people solely because they have something hanging from their rearview mirror of their windshield. So that means you can now have air fresheners, parking placards, and yes, it is legal to hang that fuzzy pear. So to all the dangling dice, I say, fly, be free.
There's a new sack of hot air coming to your radio. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
Time. You want me, I want you, baby. a concert. I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on dance with me. I'm levitating.
Sonoma County's KZST. Time to check traffic with CHP Officer David Duretti in our Roner Park studio. And got to ask you, is it legal to have fuzzy dice on your in your car hanging on their windshield there?
You're actually not supposed to have anything hanging from your center mirror.
You're not? Because they just made it legal to do so in Illinois. The fuzzy dice can hang. So we're not supposed to do that here, right?
Correct.
Okay, I did not know that. Good to know. How's traffic?
Yeah. So, good morning. We're looking great out there. There is no slowdowns, nothing to report on. So, let's keep it up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
And I want you here with me.
Counties KZST. Well, you heard it. CHP Officer David Duretti. No fuzzy dice in Sonoma County. You can't have it hanging on your rearview mirror. It is a violation. But you can let them fly in Illinois.
In this corner, a very electric but oh-so-grimy Nissan Leaf facing off against the new Splash Express car wash on Cleveland Avenue. As this mud-crusted pipsqueak enters the 120-foot wash tunnel, rainbow suds are coming at it from all directions. Oh, it's bubbles galore! That dust, dirt, and mud is going down. But the water lives to see another day. Always filtered and recycled, this is high-tech cleaning. Splash Express uses less water than a load of laundry. 4 cars are cleaned at Splash Express with less water than washing just 1 vehicle at home. It's so clean, we water our plants with it.
Have your car cleaned at Splash Express in Cotati or any of our 3 Santa Rosa locations, including our brand new Splash on Cleveland Avenue next to Trader Joe's.
Where else can you find 3 minutes of sudsy, rinsy, shiny fun?
Splash Express.
This is Austin from More Home Services. If you're thinking about replacing your heating and cooling system, now is the perfect time to take action. It's More Home Services' end of the year blowout, and it's happening right now. We've got a limited number of high-efficiency furnace, AC, and heat pump systems in our warehouse, and we're offering $2,750 off qualifying systems if you buy between now and the end of the year. No gimmicks, no games, just a great price for buying now. If you got a quote elsewhere, we'd be happy to give you a second opinion. This is one of our best discounts of the year, but you have to hurry. When the systems are gone, the sale is over. Call More Home Services for details and get up to $2,750 off any qualifying high-efficiency furnace, AC, or heat pump system. Our number is 707-505-8000 or online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 753, 43 degrees in Santa Rosa. And have a question for you. Which city do you think has the most obese residents in California? According to the website 24/7 Tempo, yay, it's not anywhere in Sonoma County. Merced said to have the most overweight residents in all the state. 38% of adults there are considered obese in Merced. Phew, guess I should possibly get rid of that bag of chips in my purse and chocolate chip granola bar.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes. The chaos that controlled my mind. Whispered goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again.
Cause I won't say.
Well, some hazy sunshine, but chilly. 43 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. News is next, right here on KZST.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate. Dirty window, let the sun illuminate.